tools and things that go bump in the night. As most of you know by now, it is always Halloween in my heart. So, while it may be April, I figure there's nothing wrong with celebrating the fact that we are halfway to Halloween. So this week, I have a special spooky episode for you all. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and listen in to Ouija Halfway to Halloween. It was a chilly April evening, and a group of five college friends, while taking a well-deserved study break, decided to try out an old Ouija board they had recently found in the basement of their shared apartment. There was Sophia, a free-spirited artist, James, a skeptical scientist, Emma, a spiritual believer, Jake, a thrill-seeking adventurer, and Lily, a quiet bookworm. They were all in their early 20s, and excited to try something new and different. As they set up the board, they joked and teased each other about whether or not it would really work. As they all sat down around the table, James rolled his eyes. "This is ridiculous. It's just a toy." Emma shot back, "It's not a toy, James. It's a tool for communicating with the other side." Lily chimed in too. "I don't know about this, guys. What if we summon something we can't control?" Sophia, always the optimist, said, "Oh, come on, guys, it'll be fun. And besides, nothing can really happen, right?" Jake grinned mischievously. "Let's find out." With that, they finished setting up the board, laughing and joking about what kind of spirits they may encounter. "Okay," Emma stated. "It's ready. Everybody place one finger on the planchette. You all know what to say, right?" Everyone else nodded in agreement, gathering around the Ouija board and each placing a finger on the planchette. They recited the welcoming message, inviting any spirits to come forward and communicate with them. At first, nothing happened, and they all looked at each other with skepticism. Suddenly, the planchette began to move, seemingly of its own accord. Lily gasped and looked at Sophia accusingly. "Are you moving it?" Sophia shook her head, wide-eyed. No, I swear I'm not." The planchette continued to move, spelling out a message that made their hearts skip a beat. B. E. W. A. R. E. Emma was the first to break the silence. "Okay, this isn't funny anymore. Who's doing this?" Jake let out a boisterous laugh, breaking the tension. "Ha! Gotcha, guys." He lifted his finger from the planchette and it stopped moving. Sophia let out a sigh of relief, and Lily gave Jake a playful shove. "You scared us." But just as they started to relax, the planchette began moving again, this time even faster than before. Emma's face paled as she whispered, "I'm not doing this. None of us are." As they all looked at each other, the planchette continued to move, spelling out a name that none of them recognized. That's when they knew something sinister was happening. The planchette spelled out a message that sent chills down their spine.
"I am here. Who dares to summon me?"
James looked at the board, his voice shaking. We didn't mean to summon anyone. We're sorry. Please go away. But the planchette continued to move, spelling out more messages that were increasingly malevolent. It was then they realized they summoned something out of their control. Guys, Sophia's voice quavered. I want to stop now. This isn't funny. Sophia's suggestion to stop playing was met with unanimous agreement, but as they tried to lift their hands from the planchette, they found themselves unable to move. They were trapped, and the spirit seemed to be taking control of them. James, who had been skeptical at first, now believed that they were in real danger. "We have to try and banish it," he said, his voice shaking slightly. "We should all hold hands and pray," Lily timidly suggested. They looked around, their eyes adjusting to the dim light, and realized they couldn't even hold hands. It's like they were paralyzed, unable to move or escape. In the darkness, they could hear the spirit's chilling laughter and realized they were dealing with something far beyond their understanding. The group was in a panic, and they knew they had to act fast to save themselves. "Okay, so prayer's out," Jake spoke up. "Let's just try and reason with it. It's gotta want something." As Jake tried to communicate with the spirit, he asked it why it was there and what it wanted. The planchette moved slowly, spelling out a message that sent shivers down their spines once again.
"Azazel wants revenge,"
it said.
"I was wronged by the living, and now I've come back to claim what's rightfully mine."
The group was puzzled, trying to figure out who or what Azazel was seeking revenge against. But before they could ask any more questions, the planchette started moving erratically, as if the spirit was becoming angrier and more agitated. Emma, who'd been quiet, finally spoke up. "We have to find a way to appease it," she said, her voice trembling. "Maybe if we make it an offering, it'll leave us alone." But Jake wasn't convinced. "We can't trust it," he said. "We don't even know what kind of revenge it wants. And who knows what it'll ask for an offering. We have to find a way to banish it." As they discussed their options, the board suddenly came to life once again, its planchette moving on its own. The group watched in terror as the spirit spelled out a chilling message.
"One of you must be sacrificed to save the rest."
The group was horrified, but Jake refused to believe it. He insisted they must continue to try and banish the spirit, no matter what it said. But the others were not so sure. They knew that they were dealing with something far beyond their comprehension and that they had to tread carefully. As they argued, the spirit grew more and more restless, making objects fly across the room and causing the walls to shake. The group was running out of time, and they knew they had to act fast before it was too late. Sophia had a sudden moment of clarity, remembering a ritual her grandmother had taught her to banish evil spirits. She suggested they try it, and the group followed their lead. As they recited the incantation, the room grew colder, and the air around them felt heavy. The group could feel the presence of the spirit getting stronger, as if it was fighting against them with all its might. But they didn't give up. They continued to recite the incantation, their voices growing stronger and more confident with each passing moment. Slowly, one by one, they came to the realization that they could move again. Continuing the incantation, they each removed their hand from the planchette, and then, just as suddenly as it had appeared. The spirit was gone. The candles flickered out. The group looked at each other in disbelief, wondering if what had just happened was real or just a figment of their imagination. After a moment of silence, they let out a collective sigh of relief, realizing it was finally over. "Let's burn it," Lily said, and the rest of the group agreed. They hurriedly took the board and the planchette outside to the fire pit, doused it in kerosene, and lit a match. The group stayed silent, processing what had happened, while the flames burned to ashes. Once the last ember went out, they buried the ash deep in the far corner of the yard. "It's over now," James whispered. Without speaking, they turned one by one and went back inside. However, as they all filed back into the apartment, they realized the board and planchette were sitting on the table as if it had never been removed. As the group stared in disbelief, the planchette began moving, spelling out a message.
"You can't get rid of me that easily."
And that, my lovely listeners, is where Ouija, Halfway to Halloween, ends. So, I know it's only April, but what are you guys looking forward to most this Halloween? If you want to talk about it, you can always join our Facebook group, The Haunted Horror Historians, Ghost, Ghouls, and Things That Go Bump. Or, if you have a story of your own you want to share, you can either find me on Facebook, or you can email me at hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think of this story, and if you want to hear more stories like it. But I'm afraid we're all out of time for this week, friends. So, until we meet again, stay spooky, and remember,
sometimes it's more than just a story.